everyone. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Now, I've been helping individuals and couples improve their relationships for the past 30 years, and today I'm here to give you science-based strategies for your relationships and those of your children. Welcome, welcome, everyone. It's Dr. Terry. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate you. Well, I have another amazing program for you today. There are so many exciting ways essential oils can enhance your life and your relationships. And used correctly, these essential oils can be your best friends. My guest today is Dr. Kak Young. She has been a producer, writer, and director in the Hollywood television industry for over 25 years. Dr. Young has also earned a PhD in natural health and a doctorate in naturopathy. Clients use or come to her for advice on health, nutrition, and spiritual well-being. She is the author of 27 books, including her newest book called Essential Oils for Beginners, A Guide to What They Are and How to Use Them. For more information about Dr. Young or her new book, please go to kakyoung.com. Well, welcome to the program, Dr. Young. I know you've been a guest on the program before, and it's so great to have you with us again today.
Dr. Terry, it's my honor. Thank you so much for having me back. I think you do a great job and a wonderful show, and it's just a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Kak. So wonderful to talk with you. I loved our discussion about crystals last time and the power of crystals. And so today, so important and so interesting to talk about essential oils. So tell us a bit more about your background again, so listeners can remind themselves about you. And then what motivated you to write the book, Essential Oils for Beginners?
Well, thank you for asking. I spent a lot of my life, 30-some years in Hollywood, and when you work in television production, they're very, very long hours. They're very, demanding on the body. So early on, one of the stage managers at CBS had dropped dead in front of me at about 7:30 in the morning, which meant that I had to carry the load of a very, very big show in which we had Elton John and Michael Jackson and a few other stars on that day with Cher wow. Bono on her show. Yeah. So it's, you know, the old baptism of fire kind of thing. Well, I learned right then and there that if I wanted to survive. Oh, and he was, by the way, a young man. He was only 55 years old. So I said, wow, this is a huge lesson. And I began to take courses then about health, nutrition, and well-being on the side, because in television, we have this thing called the hiatus, and you get a break from your hard, intense days with about 6 to 8 weeks off between seasons. So I would always go somewhere or learn something or sign up for a course. And over the course of 30 years, I really accumulated a lot of knowledge. So when I was able to take some time off, I got some doctorates because I knew I was going to end up teaching and sharing what I had learned, because I was blessed to work with some of the leaders in each community that I had worked in. So I wanted to really have some credentials behind me and some science. I think it's a lot of people are out in the world offering advice and sometimes even diagnosing and giving remedies or prescriptions, if you will, and they don't know the science behind it. It's all just sort of conjecture for them. So I wanted to really give my clients and the people that come to me for help, I wanted to give them the benefit of a scientific background and real book learning. And so I did that. That's what I did all my life, is really learn this stuff from the ground up. Therefore, when I suggest something, it's because I come from a background and knowledge that's really rooted in research and trial and error. But
I love that, by the way, Kak. You know, I'm a scientist too, and I'm a nerd about research and science and the usefulness about that approach. So I love that you're science oriented.
Well, thank you. I think it's what we can fall back on. And I think that because they do tests and the way they do clinicals, it's really important for us to pay attention to that process, especially when you're dealing with the human body, the human mind, and our lives.
That is great. And so let's turn to essential oils then and your new book. Why did you decide to write a book on essential oils?
Well, it's very interesting. I started using essential oils kind of like a lot of people do. I bought one or two many years ago, about 30 years ago, and I was using it incorrectly. And so I then said, well, wait a minute, I think I better learn stuff about this. So I began to read some books and I became amazed at what they can do and how they can heal. So I was self-educated for a while, and then I got some certified classes of certification, so that I really know what I was doing. And then you learn, you know, back to the word science, you learn the science behind it, you learn dilution, you learn proper safety and how to really work with them. And so I wrote a book for Llewellyn called The Healing Art of Essential Oils, and it was a really large, thick book. It's still available, and it's really a compendium of, I think we went through about 70 different oils in various layers. Mm-hmm. As if you're an artist painting a palette, you start with tertiary colors and then you work your way out. So Llewellyn came back to me and said, you know, that's such a great book and we love it. Will you write the beginner's version? So I said, oh my heavens, I'd love to. What a good idea. So I really take people through my process, in a sense, how you start beginning, what you need to learn at the grassroots, and how you can become more sophisticated in the use of essential oils. So I wrote a statement, and I want to share that with you, Terry. It is, essential oils are, in fact, not oils at all. They've simply acquired that name because they don't mix with water, just like the regular oils don't. But they are a vital liquid present inside all living plants, a natural solution of complex chemical constituents. Scientifically, essential oils are concentrated, aromatic, volatile plant compounds. And volatile means that they can change their state or evaporate easily. They are mostly derived from the flowers, leaves, stems, and fruits of plants, while others are extracted from the bark, seeds, and even the sap of trees. So that's what essential oils are. They're not real oils. They are essential substances made up of chemical constituents of the plant. And when we distill them down, we have what we call the essence of the plant, and that is the essential oil.
Wow, that was great information, Kat. So if I had to boil it all down, they're all plant-based and they're all natural.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, the way that they are distilled or extracted, distillation is just one means of extraction, but the way they are taken out of the plant and then condensed, sometimes chemicals are used, and that's where we have some impurities. You can also get impurities when the plant is being grown. Perhaps it is sprayed with some toxic chemicals. Perhaps there's other waste and bacteria around them. That's how we have to determine the purity of our essential oils, because, you know, it stands to reason if something is condensed down to its most potent form, and we're going to use that on our body, then we want to make sure that it is either organic, 100% organic, 100% pure, or wildcrafted. And then we want to make sure that it is also distilled or extracted in the way that we want it to be. So that's where it gets complex. It's not something you pick up at your dry goods store. You know, if you're out shopping at a dress store, you don't pick up a little kit of four essential oils because A, you don't know what they are. B, you don't know what they're mixed with. C, you don't know how they're grown. And D, you don't know their purity unless they're established on the label. So I always wanted to say to people, you know, you're putting something in, on, or around your beautiful body, and we only have one of these. So really take care and buy the purest form of essential oils that you can, because that's how your body is going to receive it and deal with it.
And so how do I make sure that I'm buying the purest form? What should I look for? And how do you know where to buy the purest form?
Those are great questions. And I have a website called The Healing Art of Essential Oil. And that website, I have resources on that. And I list places and resources where you can buy the oils that I think are quality. And of course, it's always changing because there are new people coming on to the scene all the time, and many of them have terrific products. You just look for, you know, I like to look at the statement of their business if you're buying online. I like to look at whether or not they're organic, whether or not they're pure, what their standards are, really, because they will buy from the producers that live up to their standards, and the producers and the growers and the people who extract the oils are just as important as the sellers. But, you know, we'd go crazy if we had to research all the way down the line. So depend on your retailer, and you can certainly buy at the Whole Foods markets. You can buy in your health food stores, and you can look at the big brands that represent purity and organic quality. And those are the staples. So you want, the first one you want to do, first thing you want to do is educate yourself. You want to learn a little bit about essential oils. That's why I recommend this book. It's not very expensive. We made it that way so you could educate yourself before you leap into this world that is brilliantly healing, amazingly rejuvenating, and can be very helpful to your life, provided you really walk into it with open eyes.
So that is such helpful advice, CAC. So now, can you help listeners understand what can essential oils be used for? Can you give us some examples of essential oils and then what they might be used for?
Absolutely. The properties of essential oils are varied depending on what kind of a plant it's coming from. So some of them have analgesic qualities. Some of them have anti-inflammatory. Some are antiseptic. Some antifungal. Others antiviral, antibacterial, sedative, and some are energizers. So the way...
I know. That's so interesting. So depending on what I'm wanting, then I would go to a particular essential oil.
Well, that's correct. That's correct. And Terry, just as a side note, in the back of my book, there is an A to Z compendium of how to use essential oils by what your ailment is, what your discomfort is. So if you have a headache, you look under H, and there'll be several ways that you can use essential oils to alleviate the headache. If you have a toenail problem, you can go there. So I've listed everything in alphabetical order and to make it really, really easy. After you run the first part of the book into your brain so that you understand what we're doing and how they can help you. And then at the end of the book, there's all the ways that you can put them to use in your daily life. So this really will become your Bible for essential oils.
Right. I like that. So let's just work with one example so listeners can understand, CAC. I know that many people, because of the pandemic, are really exhausted and tired these days. What might they use then for exhaustion?
Well, it depends on whether you are physically exhausted or mentally exhausted. So you have, and if it's just both, then, you know, do it all. If you're really depressed, there are even essential oils that can help you with depression. You can check in the back of the book for whatever it is you are feeling. And if you want just, I'll just tell you what I use, because I don't ever diagnose without, you know, seeing the person or give them any kind of an advice that way. But I can tell you that if I'm really, really tired and I'm going to have to give a talk or I'm going to teach a class, I'll probably use peppermint, and I will put peppermint on this little chain I have with little felt in the center of it, and I will inhale that to give me energy, because peppermint is a booster. I can also use spearmint for that, and I can use lemon for that. If I want to relax, and if I'm feeling tense or I'm in traffic, for example, I might put a couple of drops of lavender on that little piece of felt and inhale that. I use peppermint when I'm driving, if I'm driving long distances and I need a little pick-me-up. I also make little inhalers. You can buy these inhaler tubes and you can fill them. I have recipes in my book as well of how to make these inhalers. And you can make an inhaler and have that. Anything to forestall viruses during cold and flu season, ways to keep yourself energized, ways to keep yourself healthy. Sometimes you'll start the morning with a rub. You can make a roller and you can put that on your wrist. You can have a little a pick-me-up for the morning, maybe with lemon and orange. And then in the afternoon, you might want to have something that soothes you. So there might be lavender and spearmint together. And then in the evening, you want to calm down. You might use Roman chamomile and maybe even a bergamot, something that will calm you down and relax you and bring you inspiration. And if you want inspiration, for example, if you want a little break and you want creativity to come into your work or to your mind, use Melissa. Melissa is named for the honeybees in Greece, and it has a whole beautiful background. Oh, by the way, that's what I also give is backgrounds on all my essential oils. So they just didn't pop up, but they have a real history. You know, they have been used for 5,000 years, and civilizations before us have used these in healing, in ritual, in spiritual practices, so that we don't come to this, oh, look, it's brand new and essential oil. No, no, no. We look back to the Chinese and the Egyptians and all of the people before us that have used essential oils in their lives, and really that has brought them into the connection of mind, body, and soul, which is what I teach and what I'm after, is if we bring our minds and our bodies and our soul into congruency, now we operate as a full, whole, complete package. And that's where we find our happiness, our fulfillment, and the richness of life.
Wonderful. Just listening to you and all of those essential oils, I feel calm and inspired and energized, Kat. And I have to tell listeners, by the way, that I use a lavender roll every morning. And I put it on before I go to work because it gives me calm. It allows me to relax before I start my day. And that brings a question to my mind, Kat. And you talked about inhalers, you talked about compresses, you talked about creams and rolls. Does it matter what I do with the essential oil?
Well, yes, it's very interesting. Along my path here, I found that if you use seed-based essential carrier oils to mix your essential oils in for anything that has to do with the face, you'll get better results. So little fine tweaks like that are really fun to find. And I think that when you use essential oils for different purposes, you find out what your body responds to. And, you know, you using lavender to start your morning is great, because what you're doing is you're integrating yourself with yourself. And that's going to help because it crosses the blood-brain barrier. And when you inhale an essential oil through a diffuser or an inhaler, or even sniffing the roller that you've rolled on your arm, you are inhaling molecules and water in the case of the diffuser. And it is going up through the olfactory system into your brain, crossing the blood-brain barrier. And that's where the potency is because it goes into your blood, which then goes into your bloodstream. And that's how the essential oils work through your body. Now, these essential oils are magic because they go to heal. They automatically know what they're supposed to heal. They know that in the plant and they know it when it comes to our bodies. And that's our incredible relationship with the plant kingdom, is that we can use a lot of the same volatile products that they have because we are that similar to plants. So when the body receives that essential oil, it puts it right to work to help whatever it is we need help with. And that could be anything from muscle tension to a headache to, you know, any other illnesses, a tightness that we have, and they'll go straight to work. So it's kind of like a lock and a key. The essential oil that you put into your body knows what to do. You don't even have to tell it, and it can do what you think you want it to do, and that it will do so much more. And then when it's finished its job, it is excreted out through the kidneys, and that's the beauty of them. It doesn't keep, like a lot of allopathic medicines that we have, we still have them in our bodies. If we took some penicillin or something when we were six, we still have residual molecules of that in our body at 60. But with essential oils, they do their work and they leave. So it's a beautiful thing. You can, of course, overdo anything. But with moderate use of essential oils, you will keep your body as a well-oiled machine.
Very informative and very interesting. And I can just see listeners, by the way, asking this final question because we only have a few minutes left, Kak, is, are they safe? Do we have to worry about using essential oils? And should they replace prescription medication or not?
Well, two answers. One is that because they are so condensed, they are the most powerful product to come out of a plant. Therefore, every single one of them has to be diluted. Doesn't matter if somebody says, oh, lavender's okay, it's safe, or tea tree's safe. No, nothing that condensed is safe without being diluted. Find a carrier oil, dilute it, and do a patch test. Always do a patch test with dilute your essential oil, one drop to one drop, put it on either your wrist or in your elbow. Wait at least 30 minutes to see if you have a red or swelling reaction. If you do, that means this essential oil is not for you. Wipe that off with olive oil and move on to the next trial. They can be harmful. They can be dangerous. You can have allergic responses to them. And no, they never replace prescription drugs. They are companions to what our doctors are asking us to take. And those are also all basic medicines are botanical based. They are more powerful than a lot of essential oils are, but we can work in tandem. However, you have to also advise your doctor as to what essential oils you're using, because some essential oils can affect heart medicine, can affect blood pressure medicine, and can affect other medicines that you're taking. So you definitely want to be careful about your combinations. Just be wise and use your medical professionals as consultants for your essential oils journey.
Very good advice, Kak. And so really tell your doctor what you're using in terms of essential oils. They're safe, but you can have some allergic reactions and they can interact with medications that you're taking. Well, we are all out of time, Kak. Thank you so much for joining me today. What a pleasure talking to you. And I always learn so much every single time I speak with you.
Thank you, Dr. Terry. It's an honor to be here. And, you know, my mission is to share what I know and to share it safely with an important background that people can really depend on. So, you know, I always tell people, buy two books, one for you, one for your doctor, and enjoy your journey with essential oils.
Great advice. I like that. And again, listeners, if you're interested in learning more about Dr. Kak Young or her new book called Essential Oils for Beginners, A Guide to What They Are and How to Use Them, or any of her 27 other books, please go to Kak Young, kacyoung.com. As always, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio. I'm here to help all your relationships, including the one with yourself, be the best they can be. My personal website is Dr. Terry, thelovedoctor.com, where I provide you with science-based relationship advice that's easy to understand and include in your life. So listeners, until next time, be safe, be healthy, and here's to your happy, healthy relationships.